Blog Talk Radio.
All right, everybody, we're back from our break. All right, come here and sit down. All right, so, coming back from break and finishing. No.
No.
Yeah. Of course, our conservation efforts need to be beyond a land-based perspective. Even as Saturn and Pluto touch down in terrestrial Capricorn, currently environmentalists are dragging plastic out of the vast and unexplored oceans, which constitute two-thirds of the planet. Some from the packaging wrapped around overseas overnight deliveries, distressingly microfibers, from laundering our outdoor adventure clothing like those found in eco-activist Patagonia sportswear, are proving to be the most vexing of the plastic flotsam. Groundbreaking studies from 2011 on show microfibers, accounting for up to 85% of human-made debris on coastlines around the world. Now look to innovators, perhaps the quintessential expression of the Saturn-Pluto conjunction in Capricorn is the humanitarian crisis in Venezuela, a nation that literally sits atop of the world's largest oil reserve. Under the reign of dictator Nicolas Maduro, who has positioned himself between the interests of China, Russia, and the United States, Venezuela, a leading economy in the 1990s, is now enduring food, medicine, and energy shortage. As the global superpowers fight for Venezuela's oil, more than 4 million people have fled the country, a refugee crisis second only to Syria's, one that outpacing the availability of international aid. There are a few ingenious ideas blowing in the wind. In 2014, Denmark produced over 40% of its electricity from wind power alone. The proactive nation has targeted 2020 as the year where 30% of all its energy will come from renewable sources. In September 2019, 16-year-old Swedish environmental activist Greta Thunberg, a Capricorn-born January 3, 2003, spearheaded the global climate strike, a day of worldwide marches that included 4 million people in 163 countries. As the planet of science, Saturn will team up with Pluto, the planet of the unknown, intensifying the search for more pivotal discoveries, leaving us questioning whether global leadership will align with these and other seemingly alchemical discoveries in 2020 and beyond. You want to write for me? Mommy's busy. Don't write on the screen. Here you go. Write with that. You want to write? Go ahead, baby. Use your right hand. I'm going to put the crown on your head, okay? We're going to put the crown on your head. Stop. Holding it. Ta-da! Crown is on. See? Okay, right through your hand. Just like that. Now you don't have to carry it. All right, enjoy, John. All right, recession proofing. Power brokers Saturn and Pluto share a mutual obsession with generating wealth. And more than ever, while in success-obsessed Capricorn, it's no surprise that their meetups have often marked a shift in the global economy, including looming threats of a recession. The Saturn-Pluto unions of 1914 and 15 dovetailed with the start of World War I and stretched until the next Saturn-Pluto conjunction in Leo in 1947, which aligned with the end of World War II. During the time span, global powers emerged, battled for supremacy, and created industrial economies and trade agreements, which have set up the modern-day economy. 1947, the International Monetary Fund, the IMF, was established to foster worldwide fiscal cooperation. Now, on November 16, 1914, the U.S. Federal Reserve began operations as Saturn and Pluto both retrograde, united at 1 degree Cancer. Right before that, the world was rocked by the financial panic of 1914. With impending war threatening global markets, spooked investors pulled out of their securities in a scramble for cash and gold. This led to an unprecedented shutdown of the London Stock Exchange for 5 months. And the U.S. Stock Exchange for 4 months. For 6 weeks during August and early September 1914, Saturn and Pluto made close contact. Almost every stock exchange in the world was closed. The last Pluto-Saturn conjunction on November 8, 1982, coincided with the end of a brief recession as the information age unveiled itself across the blazing screens of the new personal computer. Less than 2 months later, on January 1, 1983, under the sign of Capricorn, the modern internet was officially born when an agreement was reached to make TCP/IP the global network protocol, and researchers began assembling what is now the World Wide Web. While the preparatory mapping of the internet took place throughout the preceding year, 1982, the best-selling personal computer ever, the Commodore 64, arrived in stores nationwide, debuting at the Las Vegas Consumer Electronics Show during the Capricorn World Month of January. Pluto and Saturn approached conjunction within 5 degrees and 3 of each other in Libra on the opening day of the show, January 7th, eventually setting sales records with that remain unchallenged to this day. At one time, the Commodore 64 was selling a robust 2 million units per year, outpacing IBM, Apple, and Atari, and accounting for 35% of personal computer sales. That's just Capricorn business as usual for the computational goat, the C64. Since then, the internet has made virtually everything accessible for purchase. The last 3 decades have spawned a new class of technology billionaires like Amazon CEO Capricorn Jeff Bezos, who will celebrate his birthday on January 13th, one day after the 2020 Pluto and Saturn conjunction. Now, the Saturn-Pluto conjunction inspires new forms of money and economic models. Will 2020 mark the end of capitalism as we know it, or will sustainable industries emerge to steward humanity into the 21st century? It's hard to say, especially as Saturn and Pluto point out the mounting complexities. How can we get safe, affordable, and convenient goods without damaging the planet? Under Saturn-Pluto conjunction, something may have to die for a new system to be invented. Lots of people. Isn't this interesting? Near January 12th, let's check and see if anyone stood up. Nobody? All right, cool. Near January 12th, Saturn may reveal more of a shaky balance between self-interest and public benefit, especially in Capricorn-ruled industries such as banks, government, and corporations. Case in point, Pluto's entry into Capricorn in 2008 leveled the global economy, ushering the disastrous subprime mortgage collapse that required a $700 billion government bailout of Wall Street, commercial banks, and mortgage lenders, who mostly should have been in jail. What has come to be known as the Great Recession? One thing's for sure, the Game of Thrones mindset that has threaded through the last few Saturn-Pluto conjunctions has had a resounding impact. The threat to the food chain may break open opportunities for the emerging technology of blockchain, forcing us to explore new economic models and attendant payment platforms. Nonetheless, Bitcoin and cryptocurrency are still, well, cryptic to many. That trend may change with Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg on a mission to win regulation for his proposed digital currency, aptly named Libra. On the surface, Zuckerberg's blockchain-based initiative appears to challenge the old guard, but with crusty Saturn involved, we'd be wise to keep a grizzled eyebrow raised, especially as the Libra Association is currently stocked with members of the 1%. Will Saturn and Pluto share the bounty with the rest of us? If his history is any indication, it's unlikely. As of the writing, every bank in the world is busy creating blockchain-based payment interfaces. The decentralized could become centralized at this Saturn-Pluto summit. Pluto is forging through Capricorn until 2024, which will accelerate developments for new money models over the next 4 years. Can a cashless society prevail? New alternatives are clearly needed. A cryptocurrency, which is arguably more efficient than cash, could certainly provide a new funding of pathways. Pluto's entry into Capricorn has given rise to new models such as gig economy and crowdfunding as people are forced to consider all means of trade and earning a living. The other side of the Bitcoin might suggest weaving an aspect barter system, the world's oldest method of trade, or to explore the gift economy, a concept advanced by Capricorn Larry Harvey, the late founder of Burning Man. An experimental city that rises in the Nevada desert for a week each summer. A challenge to patriarchal system, which is ruled by Capricorn, will not likely escape the crosshairs of the Saturn-Pluto conjunction. Its specter has loomed like a hungry ghost since Saturn joined Pluto and Capricorn on December 19, 2017. From the crimes exposed by the Me Too to Time's Up movements, to attempts to pass state laws restricting women's reproductive rights, it's hard to tell whether the clock is turning back or moving forward. At the same time, we have solutions and strides to celebrate. The U.S. is enjoying a rise of women in business and government, with 6 female candidates in the 2020 presidential race. The demand for gender parity and female leadership is rippling through every institution, boardroom, and industry. Internationally, female leaders are making an impact. At this writing, Capricorn-born Christine Lagarde is slated to be the first woman ever to run the European Central Bank. We may expect to see more shakeups to the leadership bodies of most important institutions in 2020. With structural Saturn and transformational Pluto both in Capricorn, the sign of masculinity and all things male-identified, it's no surprise that gender identity has become a huge topic of reform. In 2020, we may see new developments in the expansion of legislation that acknowledges the non-gender binary population. Awesome. Saturn, ruler of governments, is already involved. In the United States, a rising number of states and companies are allowing people to label their gender as X on driver's licenses and IDs. The stars suggest the gender non-conformity will continue to gain public acceptance, even if the winds are still small for now. Small victories lead to greater and larger ones. Lifting the social mask. What do you reveal and what do you hide? We all have a social persona, but what is it covering up? On a deeply personal level, the Saturn-Pluto conjunction will force us to deal with the shadow aspects of our personalities. These are the parts of ourselves we may disown, feel ashamed of, or even project onto other people, accusing them of the very qualities that we are acting out, but simply cannot admit to having. Holy shit. Oh my God. I just went through this shit. Let me tell you what. There isn't very much of me that's changed when I'm off the radio. I'm pretty much the same person. What you see is what you get. But if I'm treating you a certain way, maybe you should look on what the vibes are you're handing over and what you're saying to me. What your actions are. If someone accuses you of something like cheating on you and stuff like that repeatedly, and you know for a damn well fact where the fuck you've been, it might be time to look at that person. Because eventually, what is done in the dark will come into light. And it is terrible when it happens. So don't let yourself get mixed up and gaslit, yeah? Because this is what 2020 has been all about. Now, it will not be easy. Since these planets are meeting in status-conscious Capricorn, a sign that likes to keep up appearances, it won't be easy to drop the mask. With composed Saturn getting body-checked by intense Pluto, circumstances may force us to get real. Look out. Like a volcano erupting, feelings you swore you'd never express could spew forth like hot lava. But here's the twist. the people who love you might actually feel closer to you once you ditch the control and show some raw humanity. The Saturnian and Plutonic realms contain vast wealth, whether found in our external resources or collective archetypes deep in the human psyche. Are you tough enough to endure the challenge and not fall victim to take fake news or groupthink? That will be one of the gauntlets 2020 throws down. As Capricorn journalist Maureen Dowd said, the minute you settle for less than you deserve, you get even less than you settled for. Sometimes we stick with that thing that we hate so much because we take the love that we think we deserve. Oh, shit, there's someone up here. You're on That's the Tea.
Hi. I'm calling in from California.
Oh, my God. Is it you?
Yes.
Oh, how are you? I was so worried. Ever since the fires and everything started, how are you doing?
Well, I had a COVID test yesterday, so I'm waiting the results.
Oh, Lord. Oh, Lord.
And I'm just going along here.
What can I do for you today? You wanting some cards to see about your future? All right.
Sure.
I am splitting the deck right now. For some reason, they have taken themselves in the fourth. I was doing, you actually caught the second part of the show. I was pretty much going, because we have another conjunction coming up this weekend. So I was kind of going through all of the conjunctions and, you know, things, if you didn't catch the theme of the show. I think all this stuff is pretty relative. I'm going to start doing straight casts with planets from now on for everything. You can do businesses and all kinds of stuff. You can literally do a whole country. So I did not know that. I learned something new. All right. So I'm glad to hear that you so far are still with us. So let's see what is in the cards for you. Let's see where you are today. Ah, King of Cups. Mm-hmm. Three of Cups. Okay. This month. Next month. Oh. You do have one reverse card. Okay. See. Okay. Alrighty, so for the moment, where we are in our mind and just in placement at this moment to this reading, we are at the King of Cups. All right, and it is next to the Three. Now, we've got this King here, and this is talking about going easy on yourself and accept what the day brings. This card is about controlling your temper and not taking criticism personally. Trying not to feel pressured by deadlines. Now, it's sitting next to the Three of Cups. Now, this is a card about people seeking acknowledgement in the forms of positive strokes or physical affection. But it's sitting next to a King. So it's got a little bit of more. There's some more depth to it. So let's unpack that for a second. Now, make sure to turn my stuff off in the background so you can hear me good. Now, on this combination, it's with another cup. Usually this is like other people being involved, being, you know, kind of needy at the time. So this is about community, contemplation, disconnectedness. but compassion and apathy, friendship, control, contemplation, balance, feeling a little bit out of place in some way, too. Let's see here. We shall add another card for this. There we go. Knave of Wands. Thank you. Thank you. Now, the last time we spoke, I could have swore we saw a Knave of Wands like a person. Had you ever met your Knave of Wands?
I don't know.
All right. Well, for this, she's got more of a message for you rather than being a person. So, did you stay at your job and stuff? That turn out well?
Well, I had two jobs there for a while, and I'm back to the one that I had there for originally, and they've been bought out by another company. And so I'm going to lose my health insurance, and I'm going to get another provider. Not sure how it's going to work at all. It's kind of like moving to a new city, but I've had a COVID test. I'm scheduled for another procedure here next week. Kind of up in the.
As you had said that, I put more cards down to like give us more, and this is quite the journey that you're having right now. So your Knave of Wands here, Tasman's
like Derby.
Diplomacy.
You said Derby.
What? No.
Quite the what? You said quite the Derby?
Journey.
Oh, journey, okay.
Yeah. Sorry, I don't know if I have a list, but I swear sometimes I do or something. Okay, bear with me here. Now, people are in a generous mood, so don't hesitate to ask for assistance and get matters off your chest. Obviously, we have a lot going on here. Now, we have our... Right now, in this month, you've got the Queen of Pentacles, Knave of Swords, and the Seven of Cups. So at this moment in time, staying vigil is very important. Obviously, you have a lot going on, especially when it comes to work. And your Queen of Pentacles is telling you you're doubting yourself, believe in yourself, don't worry, but don't look for too much approval at this time. Your Knave of Swords is telling you, stay vigil and be proactive right now because you're going to have a lot of choices coming up. You're going to have to make some decisions that are going to change your life completely. So that being said, in the next month, you have the Fool. So you're just going to be starting over here. You're going to be changing your environment completely. You have the Two of Wands next to that. Now, that is the... universe telling you, be a willing listener, and knowing what people need gives you the advantage at this time. So help will be on the way, even though if you have the self-confidence to succeed on your own. Now, the Nine of Cups is on top of that, so things will start going in a better direction for you. It's going to start coming down. That wish card, whatever you had essentially spoke out into existence, it's coming to fruition. No worries, you're going to get through this month. So February is going to be a little bit better. Now in March, you went from straight the Fool to the World. Now that being said, March is going to be a little bit emotional, but it's going to feel a little bit more complete. Now we have reached the 21st card of the Major Arcana here. Now this is looking at the sides of every situation and to surround yourself with those who truly love you. Refuse to get shaken when others try to undermine your confidence in your strengths and abilities. Rewards and paybacks just around the corner. Now that's what that card means. Now it's sitting with the Seven of Pentacles. And that's not a very bad place to be, honestly. That's really not. But it is talking about patience and hard work will bring success. Try to listen to others and postpone decisions until you are well-informed. So don't make any giant changes in March and big decisions until you know exactly what you want to do, where you want to go, and how you want to get it done. Now, you've got your Queen of Cups. Now, your Queen, she's definitely telling you to remember that life is about more than your day-to-day job and worries. Time to examine your spiritual beliefs and don't get bogged down by trivial details or the demand of others. That's what that card means. Now, in March, we already see in February, you start cleaning the slate, starting over. You've got some more things going on here. And also, your foundation, you've got a reverse tower sitting next to the Ten of Pentacles and the Lover's card. Now, what does the tower mean when it's in reverse? Well, usually it means everything is falling down around you, lots of change. But when reversed, delays are inevitable at this time. And this is the full-on, the full Monty from this point on to the next, till March. Okay? So others embellish the truth, but what is necessary and real will prevail. So illusions will be shattered. Your enemies will be revealed, and don't get upset if things don't turn out as planned. Try to compromise and see others' points of view. That's what reverse tower means. Now, it's sitting next to a Ten of Pentacles. So Ten of Pentacles is usually not terrible. That's much better than, let's say, the Five. And it's basically it's like the family, good foundation card, basically having our shit together card. But it's talking about an imagination that is second to none. Expressing yourself, your talents are in demand right now. You just got to attain one goal and another will emerge. Be prudent and confident and make plans. Refuse to be deterred from your new objectives. So there's a lot of things that have to be decided that are coming into play, but make sure before you make those big decisions, you're fully informed. Now, in between this, you've got the Lover's card, you've got the Empress, and you've got Judgment. All of these together, very significant here. So the Lover's card doesn't always mean that you're going to meet someone, fall in love. That's not always what that means. Now, lovers and close friends do take center stage. Take the time to tell those closest to you what they mean to you and examine all of relationships that are going nowhere. Eliminate the unwanted and unnecessary. Because you want the support that you need. You don't want people who are not going to support you or be, you know, a good help to you and kind of drag you down. This is not the time for that. Now, you got the Empress. So obviously, express your ideas, take calculated risks, and getting what you want is your responsibility. Your passions are of primary importance to you now. Sometimes that card also means news of a wedding or pregnancy or a child arrives soon. But I don't think unless you're over everywhere spreading babies, we got to worry about that. So Judgment is under that. And Three of Pentacles. Now, Judgment. I always love when Judgment comes into play. The job well done delivers rewards and laziness is punished. Make peace, but don't nitpick yourself or others too harshly. Patience brings success. We're hearing that a second time. Don't be cruel. Your health will improve, but it takes some effort on your part. So the light is at the end of the tunnel. Have patience. Take care of yourself. Now, Three of Pentacles and surround yourself with those who love you. Cut everyone else out. Do not take prisoners. No is no, yes is yes, and what you want, that's it. That's imperative. That's it. Now, Three of Pentacles is your last card. Now, that's pretty cool. That's achievement in business, red hand, chiefly because you're willing to make yourself available to your supervisors, but be careful not to buy others with gifts. This will only lead to resentment. So remember, in our business dealings, work, what have you, building that foundation, You know how to get what you want, what to say, the right things to do. But make sure you're being fair to yourself while you're taking care of them. So health will improve. You're going to get through this. Knock anybody out of your life that isn't good for you. Cut any bad habits that don't suit you. Be totally informed before you make decisions. Absolutely. Okay?
All right. Hey, well, thanks a lot.
You're welcome, and I'm glad to hear from you, and do call me again. I was worried about you.
Oh, precious, I thank you. Appreciate your prayers. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, and see me again.
Bye.
Bye. Hello. Yeah, hello. You're on the XCT. Where are you calling from?
Hi, I'm calling from New York. How are you? Happy New Year.
Oh, my God. I know your voice. Oh, my
God. Yes.
How are you? How is everything? Everything good?
Good, thank God. Here and kicking. Thank God.
I was just thinking about you yesterday, actually. I was like, I wonder if everything turned out okay.
Yeah, I'm still here. Still working.
What a wonderful day. What can I do for you?
I have this person that I'd really like to work with. And he seems really nice and really great. And I've asked him in the past, and he didn't, like, say no, but he didn't, you know, say yes either. But I do know that he was going through a lot. So I'm curious if I should ask again, if I should just, you know, every once in a while pop in on him, because I like him as a person, too, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So, that's kind of it. Like, if we will work together, how could I approach it? Do you need, like, his name or his zodiac sign?
No. What we're going to do is I'm going to, Matilda, get away from the fish. Get over here. Come over here. Come back over here and draw. No, get away from the fish. I'm going to pull him down. Okay, so what I'm going to do is I'm going to throw a card out for you. I'm going to throw a card out for him. We're going to see what's crossing you guys, and we'll see where it goes.
Thank you so much.
Absolutely. I want to say that right now, the first card that I pulled, I was thinking of you. We got the reverse Knight of Pentacles. And for him, he's got the World. So maybe some things have changed. Let's see. We're going to throw out two cards for each of you, see where you are. All right. So what's in between you? Ooh, the Wheel. Anything can happen. So what's crossing you? Okay, Six of Wands. All right. So let's see. If we were to finally move forward with this, what would be the final outcome? If we were with it? Oh, wow. Okay. What would be the outcome? Okay. All right. So, for you right now, you are at the reverse. Yes, wow. Knight of Pentacles. Oh, yeah, she's being nice right now. No. Give me the laser pointer. Put that in her eye. She's crazy. She's going to put the laser pointer in her eye. All right. So right now, the key to your future financial security is to stop overspending. That's what this card is about.
Okay.
Cut back and start looking at the bottom lines, what you owe and whom you owe it to. Now, this is where you are in life right now. Okay. Now, this is obviously your what's in your head right now. This is where you are as a person. And even though we're asking about this, if you should ask yes, this is the card of right now in life, this is where you are. Okay, so you've got the Empress sitting next to that. So that's not terrible. Let's see what she has to say. You know, the Empress, she's telling you to express your ideas and take calculated risks. Now, your passions are of primary importance. So that's what this card is right now. This card is telling you if you want this to happen, of course, it's up to you. He's not going to make that move, obviously. Right now, he does have stuff going on, but something has changed. Now, on his side, he is at the world. Now, that means he's probably coming out of his place where he was. He needs to right now look at both sides of every situation and to surround himself with those who truly love him. To refuse to be shaken when others try to undermine him. Okay? Now, that's what that card means. Now, it's sitting next to the Three of Pentacles. This is advancement in business is at hand. Chiefly because now he obviously works a lot, no?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so he's obviously always coming in, always being called on. So something in his home life, he has gone through a big change, and it did affect his social, some of his work. So he just kind of delves into his work more. So what's between you guys? Right now you got the wheel, so anything can happen. But this is, you made your bed, you lie in it, all right? So own up to your actions and accept and responsibilities or suffer the consequences. Be true to yourself. Okay, now this for both of you, like anything goes. You could ask him again, all right? Now what's crossing you? The Six of Wands. Now the Six of Wands is all action, it's working, it's, you know, coming out of the end of the tunnel successful, completing. But this is also competition bringing out the best in you. Be afraid to ask some questions, and apologies are in the stars. So it does look to me, now I've got two more cards for you here. Your foundation between the both of you is the Emperor and the Knight of, or the Knave of Cups. So this is quite significant, especially when it comes to the way of the expressions and how we deal with the love section in our lives.
Uh-huh.
Now, don't get upset if things aren't going as you hoped. Be open to alternatives and be prepared to have a change of plans. Okay, this is about childish behavior. Now, what I'm going to do is I'm going to throw another card on it. Oh, my. Seven of Swords. This card jumped out earlier. That's why I reshuffled to make sure. Ooh, Seven of Swords on top of that. Okay, so it looks to me that there is a entity who is very jealous, backstabby, maybe someone that he got out of a relationship with.
Divorced. I'm pretty sure he's divorced.
Okay, that's probably it there. Now, he has dealt with this, okay? He's still dealing with it. So when it comes to matters of the heart, right now he needs to finish healing because this Seven of Swords is like very, this is like somebody ripping the carpet from underneath you.
Wow.
So the Emperor, the message from the Emperor here is to play by the rules. Don't take the shortcuts. Use common sense when managing your resources, and now is the time to get organized and make plans. Careful use of logic and reason will deliver success. Now, that is sitting next to a reverse Four of Swords. I don't see that card very often in reverse, honestly. So that's going to be an interesting translation. You're likely to experience difficulties in communicating with others. Let associates lend a hand. Don't get bogged down by the past. Family, friends, and coworkers bring answers soon. So in this setting, when it's sitting with the Emperor here, I would say let's give a time on that too. We never ask that. So should she ask? When should she ask? Is there a timeline? Do we need to wait for him to finish up? Like, what's going on here?
Thank you.
Oh, my. Oh. Okay. Well, I would say in 5 weeks, come about speaking to him again. Have patience. Don't nitpick yourself or him. You have the Six of Pentacles there, so this is going to be more of a very giving, kind of him receiving more than giving to you type of thing at this time. My honest opinion, he's absolutely broken right now. He's going to need some time to heal. But talk to him in 5 weeks.
Okay. I was thinking of, like, just sending him, like, a little note of, I really admire what you did here, you know, on a previous
yes.
project.
Yes.
I could do
that.
That.
Do
and,
that. Do that.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's
but
funny
as far
you brought
as... Go ahead.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, no. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No. I want to hear.
Funny you brought up the love aspect, because I think that's why he initially contacted me. For more of a relationship than work. I don't know. That's just the feeling that I get.
I feel like you should follow that intuition for sure. That's what I feel as well. I'm seeing like this build up, and then he went through this trauma in his life that kind of like ripped him up a little bit, kind of destroyed his heart a little bit. So he does need to take time to heal from that. Now for you, you're ready to, you know, blossom, branch out, do some things, connect. And although he is ready to connect, or he thinks that he could be ready to connect, he still needs to heal himself. So I would just kind of reach out to him a little bit, give him some time, and then in 5 weeks, ask the question.
Okay. Wow. Thank you. Thank you. You are awesome, and it was such a treat to hear your daughter's voice. I love the wonderment. She sounds so adorable.
Hi. She's like, hi.
Hi. I think you're awesome, and your mommy's awesome.
Say thank you. Oh, she's speaking now.
Oh,
it's so awesome. She's autistic, and she's been mostly nonverbal for most of her years. After her 9-month shot, something changed. She was speaking early, doing a lot of stuff early, and then she just kind of went back. So she's 5, super tall, and has the comprehension of like a 2 or 3-year-old. But I mean, she does first grade math. She's going to be a mathematician for sure.
Wow. Oh, that's awesome. You're talented
and
a gift to the world. Oh.
Oh, well, thank you. I'm trying to, you know, raise her as properly as I can and make sure she has enough apathy and enough empathy in her, you know, an even keel. You got to have even. I don't want her to, like, see someone in a bad spin her and feel better about herself. I want her to feel empathy and to want to help. Instead of, you know, feeling the apathy, you know. There's times for apathy, and there's a lot of time for empathy. We're going into the age of Aquarius, so right now is a good time to start branching out and changing in the way that we think. We're going to be more humanitarian, more empathetic. We're going to see a huge shift, and I'm excited to see how everyone turns out.
Yeah. Yay. Yes.
Well, thank
you
so much, and that's the end of the show, you guys. We will. Oh, you're welcome. I love you so much, and I'm so happy to hear your voice. I was thinking about you, so maybe Gail will reach out. Yeah, I got another one that I'm waiting to hear from Gail. I'm gonna have to write her an email and make sure she's still alive, because y'all had not you guys, but over in the West, they had so many fires surrounding them, and I like lost contact with 2 people who were like calling me as much as you were. So I'm glad to hear your voice and that you're doing well.
Thank you. Yeah, same here. And so much love and blessings to you and your lovely daughter. Yes.
Thank you so much. And do call me again, girlfriend. I don't know how much time we have left. Honestly, I think we did do the conjunction. I think that was really awesome. And we got to hear from 2 of our amazing Karens. I'm glad you guys are doing well. So that's the tea. And wear your mask. Don't go out if you don't have to. Wash your hands. Black Lives Matter. And we did it, guys. We did it. We control the House and Senate. So let's hope that Mr. Biden can get us some relief. We can get this COVID out of our lives and take back our country. And that is the tea. Mm-hmm.